The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Well, now it's time for Boxed with John Fardy. And this week we are looking at the Shards. Tell me about what are the Shards?
Yes, it's on Disney Plus. It's 9 episodes. Certainly one great infant terrible, as they say. Bret Easton Ellis, who wrote a book called Less Than Zero, and then famously American Psycho, who was kind of this, as I say, the dark child of the American literature scene in the 80s and 90s. And American Psycho was famously turned into a book. This is based on his strange metafictional memoir about growing up in LA in the 80s. In tandem with that, the other person behind this is Ryan Murphy, who's previously been described as the most influential man in TV. He certainly was at one stage and had, I think, the most lucrative TV deal ever. He gave us Glee. He gave us Nip and Tuck. He's been very successful. He's also given us some dross lately. There's also a thing on Disney Plus called All's Fair, which was one of the worst TV shows with Kim Kardashian of all time. However, they have now come together and they have turned Bret Easton Ellis's fictionalized memoir into a series. And it's all about these incredibly wealthy kids growing up in 1980s Los Angeles. They're going to this very fancy preppy school. They're drinking a lot. They're taking drugs. And of course, because it's Ryan Murphy, they're having lots and lots of sex.
Now, the funny thing is about that era, they felt very free. They were allowed to do anything. Their parents were off, probably divorcing each other most of the time.
Yes.
And they felt they could live life to the full as teenagers.
Exactly. And Bret Easton Ellis has said that's kind of how his life was. And so that would seem to suggest that this is kind of some coming of age show. But it's a lot more than that, because it's a psychosexual drama. But it also has, as a lot of Bret Easton Ellis stuff does, killers in it, psycho killers. And we don't know who this psycho killer, I'm saying psycho killer because that's a song used in American Psycho, but we don't know who this serial killer might
be. And at the beginning, the narrator is saying, you know, not all of us are going to get out of this alive. And that's kind of telling you there's going to be some murder and mayhem along the way.
There's certainly, and there's lots of it. Now, Bret himself is played by a guy called Igby Rigney, an unusual name who I hadn't heard of. His girlfriend is uber rich Debbie Schaefer, played by Hayes Warner. Now, here's the thing. This is what's interesting about this. Ryan Murphy likes to have beautiful people in it, and that's fine. So there's this gorgeous couple in it, Tom Wright, played by Glen Campbell. And even if you didn't know the actress, Kaya Jordan Gebber, you would think she is Cindy Crawford's daughter as soon as you see her.
Which she is.
And she is. And they play this kind of power couple. She's the homecoming queen. She's the president. Everybody seems to love her. So into that foursome comes this, your producer kind of made reference to a Gatsby-like character, and it's a point well made, Robert Malroy, played by who? Horner Gear. Who's Horner Gear? Richard Gere's son. Now, let's not forget, Cindy Crawford and Richard Gere were married, but these are children of a couple that weren't together at the time. So this is star power rich. So here's Horner Gear entering the fray, Robert Malroy. Take a listen to this. This will give you a sense of it.
Oh, hi. You must be Robert Mallory.
You must be Susan. Principal Croft showed me your picture.
The one on his desk.
From the yearbook. I was just in Principal Croft's office. He told me I should come say hi. So hi.
He wore black leather pants like a second skin with his school blazer. I was rendered speechless. I couldn't believe it. It was him, the magical, mystical boy I saw at The Shining a year ago.
Hi, Brett.
Nice to meet you, Brett.
You want to join us?
I'd love to.
That's Mallory arriving on the scene.
Yeah, and it's very strange the way he arrives on the scene, because the first scene in the whole show, Brett is driving to see The Shining, because this is the 1980s, the Jack Nicholson movie, and he sees Robert Malroy, and he's quite taken with him because he is a very handsome man, and Robert Malroy looks at him as he leaves the cinema, and then he doesn't see him again, and suddenly he re-enters the school that they're all in, and he denies ever having met him. He is a strange character, delightfully strange, I would
Did
say.
Did you ever think, though, when you were watching this, that they all looked rather old to be high school students?
But it's the Grease thing again. Remember John Travolta going, "Hey, Sandy," and he looked about 30. It has that. I don't know why they do that. It does kind of put you off a bit. And also the level of, you know, could you really drink that much in high school? But I think stay with it, because I really like this, because it's a lot of things. First of all, it's kind of that murky LA, even though it's shiny, it's murky. And who's that novelist, though, I can't think of him, who writes a lot of LA Confidential, that guy. Like, it has that kind of LA's a cesspool, even though it's beautiful. I like that. It is a coming age thing of negotiating your life and times, but it is also a gripping serial killer drama. Now, depending on how many episodes you've watched, I've watched 7, that really ratchets it up, and anyone could be the serial killer.
Okay, you have another clip.
Yeah. So another aspect of this that I really like is it's showing how kind of, you mentioned the parents all divorcing. A lot of the parents are pretty miserable people in this. And Debbie, who's one of this foursome played by Hayes Werner, this will give you a sense of her relationship with her very wealthy but unpleasant mother.
I know, you're so cool and so clever and so naive about so many things.
You're so jealous.
Jealous. Jealous of the trainer at the stables. That dumb guy your father cast in that absurd roller disco movie, and now Brett.
What's wrong with Brett?
He's very aloof. And seem more interested in that book he's writing than coming to his girlfriend's party and staying like a gentleman through the movie.
Well, he came. Didn't he? We had sex before he left.
And how was that? A change of pace?
Just focus on getting Dad to want to touch you again.
If you keep this up, you're not going to be very happy.
Because then I'll end up like you.
Look in the mirror. You are me.
Did you like the characters at all?
No, but that's not why you're watching something
like this.
That's
a bit like Succession. You
know? Yeah, absolutely. These are pretty rotten people. I mean, Brett, you feel kind of sorry for him because he wants to be a writer and he's struggling. Also, the sexuality in this is very, it's more current than maybe 1980s was, because a lot of them are very open about who they will and won't sleep with. So there's a lot of bed jumping in this. Well, no, the characters are not pleasant, but they are intriguing. Did you like this? I know you've watched
I've only watched the first episode.
And what did you think?
I'm intrigued. Yeah. I want to watch more.
Yeah. And I think the melding of these two guys, Easton Ellison and Ryan Murphy, works very well in it, I have to say. And it looks delightful as well.
Screen time this week?
Yes. There are very few actors in the world who can legitimately say, "I'm Batman." I've now spoken to two of them. One of them is Michael Keaton, and the great Irish actor Jason O'Mara voices Batman in the DC universe, and he's been in all sorts of things, from Band of Brothers. He's with me in studio, and Chris Wasser has all the week's new releases, and it's a bumper week for new cinema and new TV.
Great stuff, John. Thank you very much for joining us. That's John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.